I played that golf course. That's going to be huge. Joey is next. Thank you, Rich Thomas, Jay Scott, Jesse Lynn, Goose, everybody, for all the love today and all the love at Baumhauer's the other night. I am a overwhelmingly grateful person.
Well, we love you, and happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Chris Foster. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's caskets at the U.S. Capitol building today for members of Congress and others to pay their respects.
Tomorrow, President Trump will announce his pick to replace Ginsburg, and he says it will be a woman. While some Democrats complain about fast-tracking the process, the speediest confirmation in recent history was the late Justice John Paul Stevens, confirmed in 19 days.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The only black woman in Kentucky's legislature, Attica Scott, is among at least 24 people arrested during another night of protests in Louisville. And the 17-year-old accused of killing two protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has a hearing today about sending him back to Wisconsin to face charges.
Kyle Rittenhouse is expected in court in Lake County, Illinois, where he's being held on first-degree murder since he turned himself in last month, the day after he allegedly shot and killed two protesters and injured another.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The remnants of Beta will be exiting the state this morning. We'll be cloudy during the morning, then gradual clearing. We'll see some improvement with sunshine later on. Can't rule out a stray shower today. High around 83. Tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, clearing later on. I think we'll be in the mid-80s Saturday and Sunday. On Sunday, there could be a few scattered showers, possible thunderstorm in the afternoon. Hey, next week looks like an important cold front. Maybe some scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday night. Much nicer air behind it. Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday. Some great fall air ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama's confirmed coronavirus case count is now over 133,000. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports just over 13,000 of those cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,300 people have died. Statewide hospitalizations are now below 750. White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Deborah Birx was in Alabama Thursday. Dr. Birx met with Governor Kay Ivey and State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris before holding a roundtable discussion at Auburn University. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed is making sure city workers have time to vote in the November election. He issued a directive giving city employees paid time off to vote in person or absentee in the upcoming election. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, this is Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale. Going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bon dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et d'où viens-tu?
Now try Babbel for free. Just go to babbel.com to start learning a new language today. That's BABBEL.com.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They were talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Man, it feels good out there. It's cloudy, but very happy it's Friday. Football season this weekend. New music on my playlist. I'm in a good mood, folks. And we also have plenty of news that broke last night having to do with the John Durham report. There's a reason. I know. I can kind of put two and two together. Attorney General William Barr has been in such a good mood, you can tell, these days. He's been a little more feisty, and I think the reason is things are all coming together. Things are all coming together. More released having to do with the Flynn case through Michael Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell. And it has to do with text messages that were not released beforehand. Also has to do with handwritten notes from Andy McCabe and Peter Strzok, others. And as Catherine Herridge, who is now working for CBS News, pointed out, that the way a lot of these investigations work, and this is why you need to still hold out a little bit of hope. Don't hold your breath, but always have hope. Always have some faith. Let's have some hope that because you love this country, there are people in positions of power who might love it in the same way you do. You know, how does a big investigation, the likes of John Durham, work? Well, number one, Durham has the experience. Remember, he's been appointed by multiple presidents across the decades from both parties to look into malfeasance at the FBI level, at the DOJ, as well as within the intelligence community. So Durham has firsthand experience, is highly respected. Well, of course, until, you know, Attorney General Barr tapped him to look into things. Then he became a Nazi, according to the morons in the corporate press for the left, but, you know, that's everybody other than Fox. But the way Durham is going to do this, because he has this experience looking into law enforcement, looking into the DOJ, looking into the CIA, And because there are potentially some very big players, some known names in this investigation, how does this work? Well, you start in an investigation of this size, this scope, this complexity, with little fish. We already have one little fish who's been caught in the net of justice. That's the, what the New York Times called, low-level attorney, Kevin Kleinsmith. And sure, I'll say low-level, even though, you know, he doctored FISA court warrants about Carter Page, which is a key part of the story, but he's pled guilty. The interesting thing is you go after the little fish. You talk to the little fish, the bigger fish, and then you go for your whale. And usually it's the whales, or to be a little more technical, the targets of investigation that you talk to last. Investigators put together all their material. Investigators interview everybody they need to, all the little fish, all the medium fish, all the big fish. And then they realize, hey, the whales, the targets of our investigation, when we go to interview them, we want all the answers to the questions we're going to ask them already. And it's not just a mere obstruction trap, though that can happen. It's more to show somebody, hey, you're boxed in. You better answer these questions truthfully. If you don't, well, you can be charged with obstruction of justice, lying to federal agents, which it's amazing. This is what they got Flynn on, supposedly, though everything we're now seeing coming out really does not justify those charges in the first place against Michael Flynn. No wonder Attorney General Barr dropped the case. But it's almost like a movie scene. You walk in, you know the answers to all the questions you're going to ask. You sit James Comey down. You sit Peter Strzok down. You sit John Brennan down. So the true targets of your investigation, you don't talk to until the very, very end. And it's interesting. Peter Strzok has not been interviewed yet. James Comey has not been interviewed yet. And more I look at that jolly green giant, well, he doesn't look green. He looks like a big white whale. Now, hopefully this isn't a Herman Melville novel. Hopefully it's not Moby Dick going to Captain Ahab's doom. That, in fact, we're going to have real justice here and more results. But I just have to don my hat and then tip it to Sidney Powell, the attorney for Michael Flynn. She has done yeoman's work here. And in her brief yesterday, her brief is what caused so much of the news in right-wing circles. Essentially what she says in her briefing, I sat down, read some of it last night over my Mexican bowl, like Chipotle. Good job, guys. Like you guys. Healthy Mexican food. And essentially, the fact that Judge Sullivan, y'all remember, Judge Sullivan was dressed down by Sidney Powell. The DOJ dropped the case against Michael Flynn. And Judge Sullivan, you would think, in the normal course of business, would say, okay, there's nobody trying to prosecute Flynn here. Let's drop the case. Case dismissed. But no. Sullivan appointed his own judge to come and investigate Flynn and prosecute Flynn. Additionally, it goes up to an appeals court. You know, did Judge Sullivan break the rules by doing this? The appeals court, the full court, said, no, go back. Well, it turns out the extension of this case has worked in the favor, in many ways, of people who want to learn more and more about this story. Because the case is still open, Sidney Powell, the attorney for Michael Flynn, has the right, to demand from the government any sort of exculpatory, that is, material, that proves Michael Flynn's innocence, that proves her case on behalf of Michael Flynn. And that's exactly what's been handed over by the Department of Justice. And the particular things that were handed over were text messages. Now, some are from players that we already know. As the president likes to bring up, oh, Peter, oh, Lisa,
Oh, the two lovers. You remember the two lovebirds? Oh, Peter. Oh, Lisa.
But the most interesting text that Powell released yesterday through this brief are from agents we don't know. They're from agents who seem to be torn over the fact that the leadership there at the FBI wants to continue to investigate Flynn. And in fact, in one text, they're so worried about the course of this investigation. They know there's nothing on Flynn. They know there's some ballyhoo going on at the top levels of not just the FBI, but the White House senior level, at the DOJ, maybe within the Oval itself. So one text even says, "We all went and purchased professional liability insurance." That's a quote. "We all went and purchased professional liability insurance," one agent texted on January the 10th, 2017. That's the same day CNN leaked details that then-President-elect Trump had been briefed by James Comey about the bogus Steele dossier. Oh, by the way, there's more news. That Steele dossier, Christopher Steele relied on a particular person. Now, we now know that subsource worked at a Democratic think tank, the Brookings Institute. But also, we learned recently, thanks to Lindsey Graham, who needs money. Go send money to Lindsey, lindseygraham.com or something like that.
I need all the money I can get. They're just, Barbara Streisand's trying to take me out, guys. She's trying to take me out.
But Lindsey Graham uncovered that the subsource for the Steele dossier had been investigated in 2009 through 2011 for being a national security threat, of actually having ties to Russia. So let me give you a bottom line. If the Russians really were this ingenious, I'll tip my hat to them, not because I like what they did, more like you, excuse me, pardon me, at 9:18 in the morning, you evil bastards. Essentially, if this is true, the Russians fed information to one campaign for that campaign, the Clinton campaign, to claim the Trump team was working with the Russians. There's Russians everywhere. Russia, Russia, Russia. If I could do my best Keith Olbermann impersonation. But this is only more and more evidence that something stinky, really, really stinky, like a fish market up there at the FBI, was going down. And that it was rotting from the head. Now, do I have any inside information on when anything from the Durham team will be dropped? Keep in mind that one of Durham's top aides who's been working with him for years, one of the attorneys, she quit because she felt like she was being pressured to get results before Election Day. The way this is all coming together, the way the Attorney General is acting publicly, and we'll play some of his, I have it today, full Hillsdale appearance. You know, the press did, a poor job in framing what he said. When you see the full context, you see an attorney general who's very frustrated with where we are as a country in terms of the lockdown policy, in terms of how the rule of law has been shredded in every way, in terms of how bureaucrats and judges don't seem to want to follow the law, but follow their own conscience and baffle you with the process, or that is, baffle you with BS. But the way the Attorney General's acting, frustrated with where the country is, yet also seemingly very secure in his position. He didn't need to take this job again. He was already Attorney General one time. Along with all these bits and pieces, this drip, drip, and drab that's coming out, because the Flynn case isn't closed, it's still ongoing, Sidney Powell is proving to be a hero of not the resistance, but of the cause to find out who started this resistance and who started it on false pretenses. You know, I made a personal change, and let me welcome into the show Eddie Bader here. How you doing, Eddie?
Good, Joey. How you doing?
I mean, I think you can speak to this.
Okay.
For me, the change with Trump, the first big earthquake in my thinking that overturned the furniture of my mind was, okay, I'm seeing the Mueller stuff. I remember when, you know, the dossier was fully produced by BuzzFeed.
Right.
And actually, I'm agreeing with Byron York this morning. He just tweeted about it. When I saw that BuzzFeed fully produced the dossier in all its glory, you know, peeing on beds with hookers and everything. Excuse me again. It's only 9:21 in the morning. Though, is there a good time to talk about, you know, golden things? Is it in the afternoon or the morning or the maybe after midnight?
After midnight.
Yeah, you can let it all hang out then. But I remember saying, hey, actually having this dossier, the full thing published, is much better than just sort of the wink nod vagaries CNN's reporting on it. Instead of having the filter of CNN's propaganda, we now get to actually see the dossier itself. And when we see the dossier itself, you can see it's crap on the face of it. But now to see that, okay, it's not just your impression of it that's true. In fact, it is crap. It was put together by political hit jobs, possibly Russians, spreading disinformation. Just to reiterate, it will be an incredible historic thing if the Russians gave disinformation to one campaign so that campaign could complain, or the Clinton campaign, so that campaign could complain that the other campaign, the Trump campaign, was working with the Russians. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
I could see that.
Right.
Why wouldn't you?
And from the very beginning of this, when I'm seeing BuzzFeed fully publish a dossier, I'm seeing the accusations that Trump worked with Russia. I, you know, it was starting actually way before Trump got elected. Clinton, in the last debate, was talking about, you know, Trump's a puppet of Putin. So this narrative was already being woven together, this great tapestry of Russian collusion. And I'm playing along. I'm finding Trump entertaining, but I have my doubts. He wasn't, in my mind, a true conservative when he first gets into politics, but he has governed like that. And with a replacement for the Supreme Court coming up for Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that is really quite something. By the way, she'll be lying in state today. First woman, I believe, first Jewish woman. Say what you will about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She was quite a figure in American politics. And the big change for me, what did I always say in the show I was doing at night, Eddie? For folks who didn't listen at the 6
o'clock. All strippers and burritos?
No, that's your line.
Oh.
But it's a good line. That's your line. I said, wait on Mueller.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Wait on Mueller. I was kind of echoing Lindsey Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Wait on Mueller. Let's make Mueller the gold standard. If Mueller is such a brilliant prosecutorial mind, he has the standing within Republican and Democrat establishment figures. You know, he was FBI director for years. Robert Mueller will do this the right way. Sure.
More disappointment.
And when I turned, and I think you remember this, Eddie, is about a week before the Mueller report finally drops, I noticed James Clapper, John Brennan, all these bald freaks, these bald spooks, like Clapper saying, there might not be anything in the Mueller report, but that doesn't mean nothing happened. And that's when I just went, no. It's not gold. It's actually crap gilded in gold.
Yep.
You're moving the goalposts.
Not even gold plated.
And that flipped a switch in my mind. And I said back then that this will be used against the Democrats in 2020. Kind of like the classic wrestling thing. The heel sneaks in the brass knuckles.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he gets tripped up, the brass knuckles fall off, and the good guy, the baby face, picks up the knuckles and uses the guy's cheating weapon against him.
Yeah.
That's what's about to happen, folks. And I think it's actually a perfect storm because there's so much going on. So much going on. You have the debate coming up on Tuesday. You have Trump announcing who he's going to nominate to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Saturday. On Wednesday, Lindsey Graham is interviewing James Comey.
Where's Biden heading next few days?
Oh, Biden's got a lid. You know, you've heard that. Put a lid on it.
That's right.
You know, have you ever watched West Wing or any stuff? Lid for tonight, folks. Lid. Yeah. Nothing.
That's it.
Nothing to see. But I thought, CJ, there are troops moving across the Pakistani border.
Nothing to see.
Oh, there. Nothing to see there. No, no. Yeah, while Biden is, they're claiming he's doing debate prep. And I mean, if he's prepping for this long, he better be extraordinary.
And not only that, so if Biden is such a better debater, when's Trump going to do it? Like his prep, about an hour before? I mean, or is he ready to go now?
I think Trump's been ready. Just listen to a rally.
Right. Peaceful protest.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, but there are no fires at the Trump rally, so it can't be completely peaceful.
See what we can do about that.
But given everything that's going on, I think it's a perfect storm for the Durham investigation to pop up in the midst of all this sound and fury of the election and go, oh, yeah, by the way, Trump wasn't lying. They spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign.
Do you remember how
he's not just whining? Yeah,
it sounded though when he was saying,
"Oh, Obama tapped my phone." Yeah.
I mean, I was one of those guys going, "Oh, come on, man, really?"
I think it's going to be shown to be true, folks.
Oh yeah,
I think it's going to be shown to be true in a pretty profound way. Remember, the only public statement John Durham has made this whole time is when he disagreed with Inspector General Michael Horowitz. That's the only time he disagreed. He came out and said something publicly, and he essentially said, hey, Mike, IG Horowitz, you don't have all the information. You're looking at the middle of the story. I've got the beginning of the story. I've got the end of the story. I've got all these other players who are behind the scenes driving this story. You can only look at the DOJ and FBI. I can look at the CIA. I can demand witness testimony under penalty of perjury. I can demand documents beyond just a small purview. So I don't agree with you, Inspector General Horowitz, just respectfully, me, U.S. Attorney John Durham talking here, I don't agree with your assessment that this was completely improperly predicated, this investigation. So there's a lot of stuff brewing under the surface. But the bottom line is, they spied on the Trump campaign, and then they proceeded to use that spying to justify a move to impeach the president. In fact, one sad twist of this for us here in Alabama is these unknown FBI agents texting back and forth. They're really worried that we still got the Flynn thing open. We're idiots.
Right.
We still got the Flynn thing open. What are they doing at the top office? Man, when the new attorney general gets in, say these two agents texting one another, he's going to be asking a lot of questions when that new AG gets in. Well, it turns out that new AG was Jeff Sessions. And what did the press and so many in the Democratic Party, so many people in the former administration try to do to get Sessions to recuse himself? Unfortunately, he took the bait.
Yep.
I think we would have wrapped this up much quicker if AG Barr had been AG from the get-go. And that's not a knock necessarily against Jeff Sessions, because he was part of the Trump campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I think he probably did have to follow that rule.
But we did
say, the way it was thrown down.
He's a Boy Scout, so if there was a rule to be followed, he was going to follow it.
Right.
Yes.
So there's a lot brewing. A lot brewing. And so keep your eyes open. I really want people to own this, because when that switch flipped in my mind, that this is just a scam. You know, it'd be one thing if the Democrats just said, hey, Trump worked with Russia. Be one thing. That's politics. Trump saying, Biden's working with China. Look at what Hunter's doing with the mayor of Moscow. That's politics. But to use a counterintelligence criminal investigation morphed into a special counsel where essentially your own people, as you're the incoming new president, are investigating you while they're telling you you're not being investigated. When they're leaking things to the press, which is another part of these texts that were released, these agents suspect somebody, they're freaking out because somebody at the top level leaked stuff to the press, to David Ignatius, to CNN, to the Washington Post, to the New York Times. And they're freaking out. That's why they got the professional insurance plans, so to speak. There are, of course, folks downplaying this, folks who have been part of this story for a while, you know, saying, oh, Russian collusion, we have the evidence. Where's Adam Schiff? Where's Jerry Nadler? And why is he doing press conferences on a roller skating rink? Did you see him walking away from the podium the other day?
No. I didn't see him waddle away.
No, he didn't even waddle. It was like he, you know, when you first try roller skates on.
Yeah.
And you're like, what
is
this?
A little unsure there?
Yeah. That was him. Like, just, like, why is he shimmying?
He might have been holding something back.
A man of that size should not shimmy. You know this, Eddie.
Well, he might have been holding something back.
We'll see. 272-9228. Got a lot coming up here. Let's go to the phones, though, and talk to JD. Hey, JD.
Hey, I'll tell you what, that is a wealth of information that you just dropped, and I loved every minute of it. Now, as far as Trump being prepared for the debate, you know, I think he can wrap that whole debate up in just very few words, especially when the moderator gets out there and talks about violence in America. All Trump has to sit back and do and say, well, this guy's running mate endorses the violence and the killing of cops, which he blatantly did on TV and social media. I mean, just outright said, well, I don't blame him. I don't blame him for shooting at cops. I think that he could wrap it up really quickly. I think this debate is going to go down really heavy in Trump's favor. But despite all the wealth of knowledge that you've dropped out, Joey, I want to make you a promise. I promise you that I will go up there, sit down, and answer phones if you take phone calls and let Jack and Eddie moderate, but you have to answer the phone as whatever politician the caller wants to talk to.
Oh, good God.
So if they have a question for Donald Trump, you have to be that Donald Trump and answer that question.
It sounds like fun to me.
I think it would be absolutely epic.
It'd be a challenge.
You could top it off with two claps and a Ric Flair.
I like the idea, Jay.
I was thinking that the other day. You know, somebody has a question for Biden. Hey, there's Joey Clark. Go ahead and do your Biden. Hey, what do you think about today's economy? I got hairy legs. I think it's great. But I promise you, I will answer the phone so Jack and Eddie could moderate it as long as you do that.
Yeah, I like the idea. I'll take it under advisement. Or you could, you know, just call and start asking questions a different politician.
Yeah. That'll work.
Yeah, but they've got to know it's got to be the Joey Clark Radio Hour featuring the voice of Donald Trump, Lindsey Graham, Joe Biden. I don't know if you could pull out Kamala Harris. You might if you mumble.
It was a debate.
But I think that would be an epic show, man. Hey, but as always, y'all are dropping a wealth of knowledge, and I really, really enjoy it. Y'all keep it up.
Thank you, JD.
Take care, buddy.
272-9228. Fred. Hey, Fred.
Hey, good morning, guys. Joey, do you mind if I ask our buddy a generic real estate question?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. We've got a building in Prattville, nice building. We've outgrown it, looking to rent somewhere else in Prattville for a reasonable price. Is that something you even fool with, the rental-to-rental market?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We at the Goodson Group take care of it. We can do commercial, residential renting. Not a problem at all.
It needs to be commercial and a little bit bigger. Well, let me talk to my people that can talk to their folks and then let them talk to their people, and we'll see if we can't get up with you.
All right. Well, thank you, Fred. I appreciate it.
All right. My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Well, and given that call, let's just go ahead. This part of the program brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. You got a lot of listings still. I know you're so busy. You always have new people calling you.
Yeah, we've got new listings coming on the market. We did a push this week. I've got probably 7 or 8 investment properties that we've been pushing out there this week. And investment properties are a great way, especially here in Montgomery. Montgomery is a very strong investment property area. Tenants are pretty good at Montgomery. Rentals are hard to come by in Montgomery. And, you know, they generally do make you some money, Joey. That's how I got started in the business. And just throw out an example. I bought one of my rentals, I don't know, 10 years ago, $17,000, okay? I put a couple thousand dollars into it, literally a couple thousand dollars into it. It's under contract today for $60,000.
Wow.
Now, I've had it rented out the whole time. I've made my money back, and look what I'm doing. And I'm at that time, I was no expert. I got my feet wet, so I've made all the mistakes. So you people can call me. I can tell you how not to make the mistakes I made and come out ahead. So feel free to give us a call. My number's 334-322-0662, or you can call us at the Goodson Group, 551-0225.
Again, that's Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. More news and views from 9 till noon. when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of news.
No one likes a messy situation. Dealing with an unruly septic tank, things could get messy quick. Alabama Septic Services offers competitive pricing and high-quality service, as well as rapid response times. Your go-to for residential and commercial septic tank installation, maintenance, and pumping, as well as field line replacement and installation. They also offer commercial services such as car wash cleaning and dirt pit cleaning. Give Jimmy at Alabama Septic Services a call at 334-264-8184.
Great sponsor there, Alabama Septic Services. But this hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call him today at 279-6036. Here in the month of September, you can get 55% off on all those videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file for your computer, not only making it more convenient to watch those old home videos, but preserving them. Those tapes don't just collect dust, they deteriorate over time. So again, call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036, 279-6036, and ask about 55% off on all those videotape transfers. More news and views in a second.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Why is the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Don't miss the final days to save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed and adjustable base, plus free premium delivery ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family meal time easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. We just got a call off air from a lovely woman. She said she received in the mail a lot of requests from Trump and Lindsey Graham for donations. And she checked out. The Lindsey Graham address checks out. Okay. Don't go to lindseygraham.com. But she said one of the addresses for donating to Trump was a scam.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, folks, you need to double check. You can probably go to Trump's websites but double check you're sending money to the right place, especially if you're writing out a check.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Double check. So 272-9228. Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
Morning, Jim.
Y'all doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Awesome.
Man, I'm getting ready for a big football weekend, man.
Mm-hmm. War Eagle.
Just went and got my hair cut. I'm ready. I got three things I saw last night on TV. Two of them are about one thing, and I'm just fed up with it. It's masks. I saw the video, and I'm sure you saw it. The woman was up in Ohio that was went to her son's football game.
Yeah, we reported on it yesterday. Yeah.
And she wasn't – I actually saw it for the first time last night. There wasn't anybody around her, Harley.
There wasn't.
She was tased. And then there was a group in Idaho that were outside singing hymns.
Yeah.
There wasn't anybody around him, Harley. And the guy was arrested for not having a mask. I mean, that's something you would see in Germany in 1939.
Well, that's what they get, though, in Idaho for naming that town Moscow.
Moscow, Idaho.
Yeah.
It literally was called Moscow, Idaho.
Jeez.
But, yeah, it's unreal. And it's also selective. You have all these, congregants out there singing, and, they're picking a few people out of the crowd to arrest.
But what's ridiculous is most cops are not like that at all, but you're going to get that one office or that one hall monitor cop that's, somebody's going to jail here today. It's just ridiculous.
I'm just fed up with this mask thing. I'll tell you what, if Governor Ivey comes out today or Monday or Tuesday and says we're extending this thing, I don't care. I'm not going to do it anymore. Well, he can come and get me.
I've noticed a lot less people are wearing masks. Signs are not as prevalent on doors of businesses anymore.
No.
You get the occasional dirty look from Karen, but other than that.
Well, and it's amazing to me, Jim, the overlap. Imagine a Venn diagram, the overlap of people complaining about police brutality, which, I'm sensitive to, and I've been trying to advocate for good laws and for a while, but the overlap of people complaining about police brutality, and yet people want more laws to enforce things like mask wearing. It's just like, oh, no, just add more arbitrary laws, and it'll be fine, relations with the police.
Right.
It's just idiotic.
Well, the mask have left the, as far as the mask being for the coronavirus, that's gone. The mask now are just, it's just a symbol. If you don't have one, you're a denier. And that's all it is. It's just, I'm fed up. And one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that clip, and I don't know if y'all saw it, of the people down in St. Petersburg, Florida, my hometown, outdoors at a restaurant eating, and these protesters come up there and just sit down at their table and refuse to get up. And the lady went up and tried to grab the guy's chair and said, "This is our table." And he said, "I tell you what, I wish Tyrus had been there. You know Tyrus. He would have picked that whole table up and thrown them into the woods." I mean, these people, what would you have done, Eddie, if that had been you? You were out with your wife outdoors at a table at a restaurant, and these thugs came up and just sat down in your face at your table.
I'm not good at stuff like that, so yeah. I would make a scene.
Thank you for being honest.
Yeah, I would end up in jail.
No, you mentioned in Tyrus, Jim. Was there a railing? You said they were sitting out on a porch. Was there a railing? I would have, taken them into that arm lock, twisted it, brother, and then walked on that railing like Undertaker doing an old school and hopped off and then forearm right to the face.
You'd come off that railing?
Yeah, I would have gone for the Jerry Lawler pile driver myself.
But, the sit down pile driver. Right?
I'm
about to take you down like Andy Kaufman.
I mean, that's just, so I can see them doing that with the Soldier Boy. You know what I mean?
Good luck with that guy.
It would not end well. There would have been something involved, like a paramedic or something.
Right, but Joey brought it up. They're doing it just to get the attention, and people like me would fall for it. And I know that's what they're looking for, but I cannot stand there to sit there and watch.
And my instinct would probably be to go home. But also, I've been known to say things and to be a smartass. So who knows?
They're looking for trouble, and when they come across it, and this is what's funny, when they come across it and they start getting that butt whooped, they start crying like a little baby. Well, hey, this is what you came for. I'm giving what you came for here, buddy.
Yeah. Well, both of these things kind of, I'm going to make a point here. The mask started out, people were trying to do the right thing. Now it's gotten to the point where they're fed up with it. They're tired of it. The protest started out peaceful, sort of like, and people were kind of saying, this stuff happened. And now it's gotten to the point that they're fed up with it. They're going to put up with this crap anymore. And every time you see this stuff on TV now, It's just driving more people to vote for Donald Trump. I'm telling you, they are fed up with it.
Well, and it is just, it's not making any sense. And I think it's designed to not make any sense.
Right.
Because, for instance, it's
anarchy.
Like, how are we going to solve 400 years of oppression? I know, let's go have a knockout, drag-out brawl at the O'Charlies.
Right.
Like, what the hell is it? What?
It makes no sense.
Ugh. At least have a fight at the Checkers. Anyway, appreciate it, Jim.
Take care, Jim.
272-9228.
Did you see the protests they had in L.A. last night? A couple protesters got ran over again. But there was one in particular, a little white Prius come through the crowd. Didn't want any trouble, man. They were just trying to get out of there. They're in a Prius. They ain't looking for trouble. So they started banging on their windows and stuff. Well, the Prius got nervous, took off.
Yeah.
A black truck came after him and pinned him
Why
in.
Why does it have to be a black truck, Eddie?
That's the one they chose to drive.
Oh, okay.
But they pinned her in, and she stopped. And then I saw her, you know, she hit a few cars in to get out. Dude, again, someone like me, or just my wife, she'll put you in the rail, man. She'll put you in the wall and keep on going.
Oh, I know your wife. She would. That's why you married her.
Exactly.
Yeah, she almost put you in the rail.
More than once.
Right, and then that's how you fell in love.
Yeah, that's it. With bloody lip. I love that woman.
Yeah, you know, people think love is like, you know, serendipity with, you know, Kate Beckinsale and John Cusack or whatever.
Right, right.
It's like, Joey, why do you know these movies? I don't want to talk about it. But no, love is really about to come to blows and then realizing, you know, we have the same common humanity.
Fine line between love and hate, Joey.
More Fine news and line. Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
They used to say Abraham Lincoln got the worst press. I said, there's no way he got worse than me.
But come on, man.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. You hear me a lot on Blue Water Broadcasting for good reason. They are the best. AutoSave Tire and Auto advertises with Blue Water across the board, and our business has grown every year because of it. From the people you hear on the air to the people behind the scenes, nobody's taken better care of our business than Blue Water Broadcasting. So when you need to promote your business, do what we do. Call Blue Water Broadcasting.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're working into some improvements in our weather. Gradually, we'll get into some sunshine. There could be an isolated stray shower somewhere. Today's high 83, tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, clearing later in the day. It's going to be warmer. Mid-80s Saturday, mid-80s again on Sunday. Sunday afternoon, there could be a few showers, possible thunderstorm perhaps. We're looking ahead the next week, and I see an important cold front with scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday night. Much nicer air behind it Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, and beyond. Comfortable air and cooler nights. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. In this hour, News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call them today before the end of September to get 55% off on all those videotape transfers, VHS, even Betamax, little camcorder tapes. Transfer them to a DVD or digital file for your computer. But to get that 55% off, you got to call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036 and tell them you're a News and Views listener. You know, Urbanite called off air. Mm-hmm. He had a great question. You know, and I said earlier that Ruth Bader Ginsburg will be the first woman to lie and stay in the Capitol. Mm-hmm. And I said that because I'm reading a New York Times. This is what I get for trusting these dopes.
You fell for it, Joey.
But yeah, here's the headline from the New York Times, folks. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will break one final barrier this morning. She will be the first woman to lie in state in the Capitol. Watch live. I'm like, okay, I don't know either way off the top of my head, so I assume the Times, you know, they given how much they care about her, it's true. And they go on in a little blurb. It'll, you know, close a week of public memorials for Ginsburg. She'll be the first Jewish person there to lie in state. And I think that does remain to be true, but I just looked it up for the Capitol.
Okay.
The archives for the Capitol.
Yeah.
And in 2005... Rosa Parks was laid in honor. And I know Rosa Parks was a woman, right?
She was.
I don't think she was
very
Jewish.
Very influential woman.
I don't think she was Jewish.
Right.
Rosa Parks, pretty big icon. You think you would remember that, especially when she lied and stated.
Especially if you were 2005. The frickin' New York Times. I mean, you are a newspaper, right?
Maybe there's something I'm not catching on to. 272-9228. Let's go to Elmore County Redneck. Hello, sir.
Hey, good morning, Joey.
Morning.
Hey, kudos on the Uriah Heep. I love it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've been rocking out to that song lately.
Yeah, that's a bad album. Hey, I don't know if you caught it, and I apologize. I don't remember the doctor's name, but the new guy that everybody was down on the Corona Task Force was on Laura Ingraham.
Talking about Dr. Scott Atlas?
Yes.
Love that guy.
Yeah, I do too, man. He's no BS. But they put up a chart from the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time I have ever seen this. And it was given the mortality rate percentages by age group.
Yeah.
Even when you're up like an old ass like me, 66,
yeah,
the survival rate is 99.something%.
Yeah, everything, all of them are, all age groups are 99-point-something.
Right. And this is what we've known for a while, and yet we, you know, still freak out when there are new cases on Auburn's campus or, you know, in Tuscaloosa. It's just it's a little much, and I'm glad they finally broadcast that last night because... Yes, people who are younger and even, you know, you said you're old, but nah, if you're in good health, I hope you don't have any underlying conditions. I could make you a little more vulnerable, but yeah.
No, just cigarettes and George Dickel, that's it.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, but anyway, everything is die, and that's just the opposite, and she's about the only one that would throw it out there.
Well, I'm happy that was, I didn't catch Laura last night. And, you know, it's funny, I'm going to play when we get a chance, Attorney General Barr at Hillsdale College from about a week ago. And he gave this example in Moore County Redneck of, you could go to the doctor, and the doctor would say, hey, you're having a little trouble here. You need to stop, you know, eating how you are, stop smoking, all the usual things. And we've had a few scares here at the radio station. You know, God bless Dan and Jay and everybody who's had issues lately. But, you know, if it's up to the individual person, it's like if the doc says you can eat veggies the rest of your life and no smoking and no more whiskey, you know, you might personally make the choice of, hey, I want to smoke, I want to drink whiskey, and if that shortens my life, that's my damn choice. And, you know, that should be your individual liberty. And we've gotten into this almost like role of the medical experts and the bureaucrats, and in half the time they're challenged by other experts. It's just, let's just say, rule of medical experts who have power. And it's unconscionable.
Anyway, I hate the damn mask. I don't wear them unless I absolutely have to.
Right.
And when I saw that, I thought, wow, they ought to throw this out there for everybody to see.
Amen. Amen. Well, Laura's got a big audience, so I think a lot of folks did catch it. I appreciate it.
Hey, y'all have a great weekend.
You too. 272-9228. We've got to hit another quick break here. We'll come back. We'll talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet real quick, see how he's doing on this fine Friday before the college football weekend. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale.
And have we got an irresistible offer for you?
Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Ryan and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke
Ryan. License number 84417.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Folks, it's time to go to the phones and